What day of the week is
Pudley thrilling?
It's thrilling.
Thursday.
Thrilling.
Thrilling.
Thursday.
Thrilling subject.
You don't sound thrilled about it.
All right, fine. I'm thrilled. Okay, thrilled.
Great.
It's just Thursday.
Thursday
is more than just another Thursday.
All right, then.
Come on, thrill me. Chill me.
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Thanks for being here. Oh my gosh. Look at that. Blue sky. A little less smoke in the air. Enjoy it while you can. Still having the effects on people, though. And I love the idea of suing California for their lack of control, their lack of cleaning the forest, the deforestation. And making us sick with all these breathing issues because of this smoke. But you know what? We have so many bigger issues that we need to focus on. And that is our health care. Who's treating us? What they're treating us with? You have to remember, if you go into a hospital or if you go to a doctor that is connected to a hospital rather than just a private practice, they go by the protocols that are set forth by administrators on treatment, everything. So I'm going to read you something. A little bit lengthy, so I'm going to kind of go through it quickly. I swear to fulfill to the best of my ability and judgment this covenant. I will respect the hard-won scientific gains of those physicians in whose steps I walk and gladly share such knowledge as is mine with those who are to follow. I will apply for the benefit of the sick, all measures that are required, avoiding those twin traps of overtreatment and therapeutic nihilism. I will remember that there is art to medicine, as well as science, and that warmth, sympathy, and understanding may outweigh the surgeon's knife or the chemist's drug. I will not be ashamed to say, I know not. Nor will I fail to call in my colleagues when the skills of another are needed for a patient's recovery. I will respect the privacy of my patients, for their problems are not disclosed to me that the world may know. Most especially must I tread with care in matters of life and death. If it is given me to save a life, all thanks. But it may also be within my power to take a life. This awesome responsibility must be faced with great humbleness and awareness of my own frailty. Above all, I must not play at God. I will remember that I do not treat a fever chart, a cancerous growth, but a sick human being whose illness may not affect the person's family and economic stability. My responsibility includes these related problems if I am to care adequately for the sick. I will prevent disease whenever I can, for prevention is preferable to cure. I will remember that I remain a member of society with a special obligation to all my fellow human beings, those sound of mind and body, as well as the infirm. If I do not violate this oath, may I enjoy life and art, respected while I live and remembered with affection thereafter. May I always act so as to preserve the finest traditions of my calling, and may I long experience the joy of healing those who who seek my help. You know what that is? That is today's Hippocratic Oath. There is a classic, long-held belief that there is an oath, a Hippocratic Oath, to do no harm. That was taken out of the oath. That is the modern version of the oath brought to us by the U.S. National Library of Medicine, National Institute of Health. Times have changed for our doctors, for the people that we go to. But you have to remember the principle of medical ethics. The first one in the principle of ethics is a physician shall be dedicated to providing competent medical care with compassion and respect for human dignity and rights. Rights. The God-given rights that we have. Number two, a physician shall respect the rights of patients, colleagues, and other health professionals and shall safeguard patient confidences and privacy within the constraints of the law. What happened to all of that? Why are doctors allowed now to say, I'm not going to treat those who are not vaccinated with an experimental drug? And the doctors who are respecting people's rights, they are the ones who are being harassed, who are being told they will be fired. The same with our nurses. And God bless those who are just walking away from careers. Not just doctors and nurses, but law enforcement, firefighters. I mean, people everywhere, our first responders. But let me tell you, for every job lost, there will be private practices, there will be private institutions that will be hiring and safeguarding those people that stand up for others. We're going to see a lot of change. Some for the good, some for the bad. But it is coming. Because there are still hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people, not only in this country, but around the world, who still respect people's rights. One of the things that I read to you in the new modern version, from the Louis Lozana, academic dean of the School of Medicine at Tufts University, not quite sure when the new version of the Hippocratic Oath came out. But one of the things that I find kind of ironic is they talk about natural health, not playing God, and that they will work. I will prevent disease. I will prevent disease whenever I can, for prevention is preferable to cure. Prevention is preferable to cure. What is the one thing that you are not hearing anywhere? Whether it be from the media, whether it be from the doctors the media is interviewing, because they're not interviewing the right doctors, I can tell you that. Prevention. good health, a healthy immune system. You know how I built up a healthy immune system? My brother and I used to play in the dirt. We used to drink from not running in the house for filtered, fluoridated water. No, we drank out of the hose outside as we threw mud clods at each other, as we got infections, as we were allowed to be kids. We got sick, we got better. You had some chicken noodle soup, you had some vitamins, you got better. But now it's all about pushing these medications on people because we are owned by the pharmaceutical companies. Things have changed since the 70s. In the 70s, real vaccines were out there under the definition of immunity. And they are still there. Measles, chickenpox, all that. But since the 70s, since the takeover of the pharmaceutical company in this country, because there are still countries out there that believe in natural medicine. They believe in our body's innate ability to heal ourselves. We use 40% more drugs in this country than the rest of the world. Why do you think that is? Because people are making money. Oh, the vaccination's free, though. Free to everybody. You even get benefits. No, trust me. We're paying for these shots. And now the pharmaceutical companies, how convenient, putting drugs out that will lessen the side effects. You have to stand up for your rights. If your doctor is not standing up for your rights, then it's time to find another doctor. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. Jason Momoa modeled the new Aquaman suit. Despite all its cool features, it still doesn't make up for the fact that he has to carry a trident. The car that Tupac Shakur was fatally shot in is for sale. I wonder if in 25 years from now, someone will say, "Yo, I'm selling the car that Drake was in when he sent that nasty tweet to Kanye." In sports, the average ticket to tonight's Bucks-Cowboys game is $582. But considering the alternative is listening to Chris Collinsworth, it's worth it. And a nude soccer team from Germany recently played its first game. But the action had to be stopped a few minutes in when a fully clothed fan ran onto the field. This is not headline news.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada. Live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I love the fact that people are waking up to what's going on. I just received a text that asked, is there a card, think vaccine card, vaccine passport, is there a card for people who have had COVID and have natural immunity? No. Hell no. They don't want anything like that. Because they are requiring still that if you have had COVID and you have the antibodies, they still want you to have the shot because now they're going and saying, oh, you know, well, it's all those variants out there. It'll protect you from that. No, it won't. Jeez. Oh, let's go to the talk and text lines. It's your show, 884-9910. Brian, thanks for calling 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. What's on your mind?
Hey, Monica. First off, I wanted to say a huge thank you to Dr. Fong. My fiance and I got COVID. Apparently, the new the brand new strain, like, I don't know how they can tell the difference, but...
Exactly, they can't.
Yeah, right? Like, so we reached out to Dr. Fong, and he got us on the ivermectin, started feeling better. Unfortunately, the fiance had the COVID pneumonia, so we went and found the Regeneron treatment, and holy moly, you are so correct in that is such a game changer. I instantly started feeling better, you know, and then you go through the little sickness part when it's kicking it out. And then after that, you know, still feel a little weak, but man, you know, complete turnaround. The fiance actually had to have 3 treatments of it. She was real bad. But, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, thank you. I know you have mentioned Dr. Fong. He and I actually talked a little bit about you and going to the Republican women's. He did say you canceled an appointment, but.
I did. No. We've both been so busy. It's like, geez, I can't even get. But, you know, I just had a conversation with somebody on Facebook, a private message, obviously, because Facebook would never allow it. But Dr. Fong's been so busy, he wasn't able to get into Dr. Fong, so he went to Dr. Schallenberger and got him in there, and 2 days later, he is feeling fantastic. So that's the
amazing
proof right there, Brian, that they are denying people these treatments, and actually, the treatments are doing better for people than this horrid shot.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, such a difference after doing those treatments. And I was very impressed by Dr. Fong. He called us at 8 o'clock at night just to make sure that we could get our medications filled and to let us know that if there was a pharmacy that would not fill it, because I guess pharmacists think that they are smarter than doctors.
Yeah.
He told us that he could get it overnighted from Las Vegas for us. And to have a doctor call at 8 p.m. whom I've never met in my life, that man is amazing, and I can't wait to meet him. But, I just wanted to say I appreciate you putting that information out there. I appreciate doctors like him and the doctor that did the Regeneron treatment for us. And, man, if anybody gets sick, even if it's not that bad, do this treatment. It is.
Well, Brian, that's what I was explaining to a woman last night when I was at Seagal Shatta's fundraiser, is that if you have had COVID, if you have not been treated for it, you know, you just kind of got over it yourself, you still need to be treated, in my opinion. I'm not a doctor, but because viruses linger in your system. And when you get that, you get that overdose of stress, or you get that overdose of just, you know, some other virus, it kicks it back out into your system. And then you get it all over again, unless you are treated and actually kill that virus.
Exactly. And that's almost verbatim. I don't know if I can mention the place that we got the Regeneron at.
Was it Dr. Dalton?
I can't remember his name. I remember the name of the clinic.
Forest View?
Yes.
Yep, that's Dr. Dalton.
Okay.
That's where I had
Perfect.
My treatment.
What a quirky, fun guy.
Yes.
he had me laughing, man. But, you know, that's exactly what he said. And what a great man, because he let my fiance take home a bottle of oxygen and one of the breathing machines to help her out. You know, just said, hey, you need this. I'm not charging you for it, but please take this home, use it, return it when you're done, and let me know if you need any more assistance.
Yeah.
I honestly, those two doctors that we've dealt with, man, I wish that more doctors were like that.
The
care, the true, you know, person-to-person attachment that they had was amazing.
And I think we're going to see more of that, because you're seeing doctors leave the hospital system. Where are they going to go? They're going to go partner up with Dr. Fong and Dr. Dalton and actually go back to treating people and making sure that they become healthy again. So, Brian, thank you for calling and helping get the word out, because people think, oh, she's just, you know, shilling for them. No, I'm trying to help people understand that the treatments are out there, and there are doctors in Nevada, Northern Nevada, who are willing to for them. Dean, I'm so sorry. I got to cut this short with you, but I want to get you on the air. Thanks for calling in to 92.3 and 99.1. You want to talk about, what is that, drug.com?
Monica, I have four different pharmacists that are clients, and the scam that Pfizer is pulling is this. The pharmacist orders 500 shots. Pfizer sends them 1,000 or 1,100, and they're all short dated, and they can only use 500 because that's all their clientele can take. And then, but the Pfizer is billing the government for 1,000 or 1,100, but only 500 are getting used, and that's on every client. I mean, every pharmacy that I know of, and I have five of them that are clients.
That is amazing. Dean, thank you so much for that information. That's like we've seen doctors go through and, we did this, 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 and this. And you never got those procedures. You never got those treatments. But they bill for them. This is where we have to go back to getting our health care out of the hands of the government. Put it back into the free market. Let you go where you want to go. Let you go to the doctors who still want to cure and help people. They're not going by the protocols. It's the Monica Jay Show, trying to bring you the truth. And I think we're doing a hell of a job of it. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Indeed, it's your live and local FM talk stations, whatever you want to talk about today. But it's been pretty heavy COVID and treatment and constitutional rights. Speaking of which, they're being violated from the top down. This just coming in. Federal employees who do not follow vaccine mandate will be terminated. That's coming out from the White House about 25 minutes ago. From United Airlines, United Airlines staff with vaccine exemptions told they'll be placed on unpaid leave. So it doesn't matter if your doctor tells you the shot will probably kill you with an allergic reaction, that you're still going on, unpaid leave. As Brian and I were just having that conversation about, Dr. Fong and Dr. Dalton and Dr. Schallenberger, people need to remember that there are companies, there are grocery stores, there are doctors, there are law enforcement officers, there is every industry out there that is fighting and is on your side. If you deliver for a company, say like Amazon or something like that, and they push requirements and you can't do that, guess what? Start up your own delivery business. Start up your own. Let's get back to the entrepreneurship. Let's get back to the businesses who will actually embrace people and embrace their rights and say, hey, they fired you or you can't get hired over there. Guess what? Come on over here. We're looking for great employees and we believe in your rights. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. It's your show, so we've got Janet on the line at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Janet, thanks for calling. You want to talk about Constitution Day?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Monica. I just wanted to make sure and talk about the fact that there are a couple ladies in Carson City who are putting together a Constitution rally to celebrate and honor Constitution Day on September 17th at 4 o'clock. And we're hoping to have as many people show up as possibly can. It's Lady Liberty, and Uncle Sam will be there. And there are, excuse me, there are rumors that perhaps Betsy Ross and Martha Washington and other revolutionary figures may be showing up. There are some kids on the slate to do some things like the posting of colors and the Pledge of Allegiance and singing the national anthem, talking about the Bill of Rights. And we have a couple other speakers, Bruce Park, who's going to speak on the Constitution, and then a procession over to the Nevada Declaration site. So we're hoping to get as many people, especially children. I love what you and Sean are doing in the morning, but we're hoping to, you know, really involve the kids in all of this. So I appreciate you allowing me to talk about it.
No, I've been trying to get it out every day. It's at 4 o'clock right there in front of the legislative building, the Capitol complex. And it's, I want to make this as big as can be, because if we lose, and it, like you said, to have the kids out there, there will be kids who don't know anything about their rights unless we protect them now. And yes, that's not a future that I want to give to them.
No, and it's just so unbelievable what's going on right now. It just breaks my heart.
And they're seeing every day in school how their rights are being violated. So, Janet, thank you for calling in and giving the complete rundown. I'll add that to my list now of what's going on. That sounds like a great event with all those speakers. Ooh, I want to meet Betsy Ross. I always wanted to learn how to sew well. All right, let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Tony this morning. Tony, thanks for calling 92.3 and 99.1. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you. First of all, I just want to say I think you're very courageous. And the main point I want to make is about the propaganda machine that we're up against. And the biggest example of it has been this ivermectin thing concerning Joe Rogan, how they all got in line, all with a similar talking point, that people are going out getting horse medicine. And it's just a lie. Because people are getting the treatment. It's not horse medicine. It's an established protocol. I don't want to use that word, protocol. But it's an established medicine, ivermectin.
Yeah,
and there's a huge, push against it.
People are taking it. They are being given it by our federal government right now to come into this country. That is part of the treatment that they have to go through. The Afghan refugees, the refugees from Somalia, the refugees from Syria, they are all required to take a treatment to come into this country, and that is part of it. So
it shows that it's effective. It is an effective treatment, and they're downplaying it because they don't want it to be against the vaccine. You don't want any competition against the vaccine. And that's why there was this huge propaganda rollout where, you know, even tonight, the guys on the Tonight Show are talking about people taking horse tranquilizer. It's just BS. It's lies.
Yeah.
And the last thing I want to say,
Rogan is actually contemplating suing CNN for this whole thing.
I hope he does.
And I hope he does. I'll donate money to that lawsuit.
But one thing that's going to backfire, because it's bringing a lot of attention to ivermectin. They're blowing it. They're bringing attention to it.
Well, but it's also bringing attention. Yeah, it's bringing attention to their lies, their blatant lies.
Okay, one last thing. If ivermectin can be used as a dewormer, can it be used to get rid of Fauci? That's my last statement. All right. Thanks a lot, Monica. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for the laugh. I appreciate that. Somebody else who makes me laugh all the time, and oh my gosh, he just gives me the warm fuzzies, is Lee Elliott. My good friend Lee joins us right now. Lee, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, I don't have a mind. My surgery went well yesterday, to let everybody know. So they rebuilt my wrist, basically, And so I've been laying around doing nothing. Hey, the only reason I called is I want to thank the community from the bottom of my heart for all they did last week in the donations to the evacuees and the refugees that have come in. We had family after family drive by, pick up stuff from us down on 395, and that didn't have anything. And so I want to thank the community and those that took the time and effort to come down. It shows the real spirit of Northern Nevada. And I'm so proud of them.
Mm-hmm.
And also Fish, and proud of them.
And Fish is still taking donations. Don't think this isn't over. It is far from over. So please donate to Fish.
Yeah, please. And also do not, I'm sorry, I'm going to say this, I'll probably get spanked for this. Don't donate to Red Cross. Because all they're doing is asking for money now, and they don't want anything else. So I'm very disappointed because I used to support them.
And what I don't get, Lee, is why are they asking for money when they have contracts with all of the counties and they get the federal dollars? I mean, it's just a money-making machine.
It is, and it really bothers me. And they've duped a lot of people over the years. I think the CEO makes $160 million a year, and that's ridiculous. That's some outrageous number like that. That's crazy. And but Monica, you have made the spirit of Nevada raise 3 or 4 points every time you come on the air.
Aww.
And I really, really mean that. And I know that, you know, we're having our 9/11 memorial thing Saturday. I'm not sure if I'm able to make it because I want to play taps at the end of, you know, I play the trumpet and I've always played taps on 9/11. And I don't know if I'll be able to make it down there. I would really like to play taps.
Yeah, but you need to heal that wrist because we know that you love doing that. You are a staple in Carson City for your support and your beautiful singing and your playing. But if you don't heal properly and rest that wrist and let it come back and let your body heal itself, then you're going to mess yourself up for the future. So
I'm going to tell you straight up on the air. I support you to be the next candidate for the state assembly. You are
no. I'm running for the Nevada. I'm running for the Nevada Senate.
That's what I said, Nevada State Senate.
No, you said that's assembly, but that's okay. I'll correct you.
Well, okay. You always do.
It's the medication.
You know, that's it.
You're on painkillers. I can tell. Okay.
Stop. Get out of here. Go do your job, okay?
All right. I will. You too. You rest and relax, sweetheart. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'll take those kind words any day, and I'll correct people too. I'm running for the Nevada State Senate.
Football is back. It is back tonight. And I think that this will probably be the greatest Thursday ever.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Milton Friedman, Nobel Memorial Prize in Economics Science for his research on consumption analysis, monetary history and theory, and the complexity of stabilization policy, said this. Government has three primary functions. It should provide for military defense of the nation. It should enforce contracts between individuals. It should protect citizens from crimes against themselves or their property. When government, in pursuit of good intentions, tries to rearrange the economy, legislate morality, or help special interests, the cost comes in inefficiency, lack of motivation, and loss of freedom. Government should be a referee, not an active player. We are looking at a spending bill of $3.5 trillion. Even Democrat Joe Manchin, who was in Nevada recently, touring around with Cortez Masto, you know, ooh, what jobs could do. Even he doesn't want $3.5 trillion. Because, as Milton Friedman put it here, that whole bill is about rearranging the economy, legislating morality, and helping special interests. It's the most inefficient way to spend our money. Please make sure that they know your feelings and your thoughts. And make sure that you get out and support Captain Sam Brown for the Nevada, for the U.S. Senate here in Nevada, and get Catherine Cortez Masto out of that seat. Get Harry Reid's machine out. Get George Soros's machine out. Speaking of good old George, yeah, he's still around. And actually, he was over in California with his son meeting with Nancy Pelosi. Oh, what a sight they are together. It's about control. It's about money. It's about you. Don't stop fighting. I know you get tired. There's rallies every weekend. There's two or three sometimes during the week. But it's important that we show up. It's important that we prove to the media that our voice is stronger than theirs. We have to do this for the kids. Whether it be the mask mandates or the forced shots that they're going to start forcing on the kids here soon. So we can't stop fighting. We can't stop screaming. Think about it. What have you done today? Let's make those phone calls. Let's send those emails. Because you know what? It makes a difference. You think it doesn't? But especially the phone calls. Because the staff has to pick up. The voicemail picks up. The legislator picks up. Emails, yeah, you can roll through and delete or send that form letter. But those phone calls, they need to hear your voice. They need to hear your passion. Your passion for freedom. Our passion for security, our liberties. September 17th, 4 o'clock, be there. And be there from 10 to noon, too, as we discuss your rights.